Welcome back to the Weekly Avos. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we will be studying two Mishnayos from the third Perek of Avos. Why don't we start at the beginning with Mishnayos Aleph and Beis, Mishnah 1 and Mishnah 2. Mishnah Aleph says, Akavya ben Mahalala Omer, Akavya ben Mahalala says, Histakel b'shlosha devarim ve'ein ata ba liyidei avera. Look at three things and you won't come to sin. Dame ayin basa, know from where you're coming. Ula'an ata holech, and where you're going. V'lifnei mi ata asid litein din v'cheshbon, and before whom you will have to give an explanation, you'll have to give an accounting in the future. Me'ayin basa, from where you're coming. Mitipas rucha, we all come from a putrid drop. Ula'an ata holech, and where you're going. L'makom afar rima v'tolea. Where are we going? We are all ultimately going to a place of dirt and worms and maggots. V'lifnei mi ata asid litein din v'cheshbon, and before whom you will ultimately have to give an accounting, a reckoning. L'fnei melech malche hamlachim, before the king of kings, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He. So to explain this Mishnah, let's take a look in the parish of Rabbi Yisrael Meir Lau. And among other things, he notes a number of biblical allusions to the themes of this Mishnah. So first, Rav Lau directs us to Koheles, the 12th chapter, first verse, which says, Uzchar es borecha, remember your creator. Now, what's interesting about the word borecha in this pasuk is that it's spelled with a yud, which it wouldn't normally have. So this is an indicator that there's more going on with this verse in this word than would normally appear to be the case. So there are two other words that are embedded within the word borecha, your creator. One of them is be'ercha, your well, and the other is borcha, your pit. So be'ercha, your well, that's a reference to the drop from which we come. And borcha, the pit, is the reference to the grave where we all go. And of course, borecha, your creator, that's God before whom we all have to give judgment. So there's an allusion to this concept found in that verse. The second allusion comes from the book of Bereishis, from Parshas Lech Lecha, and it's interesting that this is also the first verse of a 12th chapter, although this time it's in Sefer Bereishis and not in Koheles. So the very well-known pasuk says, Vayomer Hashem el Avram, God said to Avram, Lech lecha me'artzecha u'mimeladecha u'mibeis avicha el ha'aretz asher areka. So Hashem said to Avram, go for yourself from your land, from your birthplace, and from the house of your father to the place that I will show you. Your birthplace refers to the place that you came from, which is explicit in our Mishnah. You remember where you came from. Your land, that refers to the place that you're going, because as the Mishnah says, we all end up in a place of dirt, so we end up in the ground. And from the house of your father, that of course refers to Avinu Shabashamayim, our Father in heaven, before whom we will have to give a reckoning. So again, another pasuk that has an allusion to the concepts of this Mishnah. And our third source, he quotes sort of Shmulka Horowitz of Nicholsburg, who points out the three times that the Chumash uses the word urisem, you shall look, as a commandment. So this Mishnah tells us to look at three things, and there's three places where the Torah tells us to look. So what are those three things? The first is when Paro said to the midwives, to Shifra and Pua, he said, urisen al ha'avnayim. He told them, look at the birthstool. And that, of course, is in Parsha Shemos. The second is in Parsha Shelach, in the 13th chapter of Sefer Bamidbar, when Moshe says to the Meraglim, Urisem es ha'aretz, see the land. And the third, also from Parsha Shlach, but this time in the 15th chapter, is regarding tzitzis, when Hashem says, Urisem oso, you should see it, uzchartem es kol mitzvos Hashem va'asisem osam, so that you should remember all the mitzvos of God and perform them. So again, looking at the birthstool is a clear reference to remembering where we came from. Look at the land, once again, refers to the grave where we all end up. And looking at the tzitzis so that we should perform the mitzvos, again, reminds us of Hashem before whom we will ultimately have to give a reckoning. Moving on to Mishnah Beis, Rabbi Chanina Skan HaKohanim Omer, Rabbi Chanina, the deputy high priest, said, Heve mispalo b'shloma shel malchus, one should always pray for the welfare of the government. She'omole mora, because if not for fear of it, ishes reyehu chayim bala'o, because if not for fear of the government, a person would swallow his fellow alive. Now, in some editions, this is the end of Mishnah Beis, and the following is counted as Mishnah Gimel, but in most of the versions that I consulted, this and the following are both Mishnah Beis, so let's do them together. Rabbi Chananya ben Trodon Omer, Rabbi Chananya ben Trodon says, Shnayim sheyoshvin ve'ein b'nehem divrei Torah, two who sit together and don't exchange words of Torah, hari zed moshav leitzim, this is considered a gathering of scoffers, shenemar, as the first chapter of Tehillim teaches, u'b'moshav leitzim lo yoshav, that one should not sit in a gathering of scoffers. But when two people sit and they do have words of Torah between them, Shechina b'neihem, then God's presence rests between them, shenemar. And now it quotes a pasuk from the third chapter of Sefer Malachi. Az nidru yirei Hashem ish el reyehu. Then those who feared Hashem spoke one to another. V'yakshev Hashem v'yishma, and Hashem listened and he heard. V'yikasev sefer zikaron lefanav, and he wrote a book of remembrance before him. L'yirei Hashem u'lechoshvei shmo, for those who fear Hashem and who think about his name. Ein li ela shnayim, and since it says isha reyehu, it says between one and his fellow, we know that this is even when there's only two. Minayin she'afilu echad she'yoshev v'osek b'torah she'hakadosh baruch hu kovea lo schar. And how do we know that even one person who sits and learns Torah, God designates a reward for him? Shenemar yeshev badad v'yidom ki nota alav. Pasuk in Eicha says, let him sit alone and be silent, because he, meaning God, has laid it upon him. So to explain this Mishnah, let's take a look in the Bar Nura. V'shloma shel malchus, one should always pray for the welfare of the government, va'afilo shel umos ha'olam, even for the welfare of secular governments. Because if we don't, a person will swallow his fellow alive, chayim bala'u, he'll swallow him up alive, dechsev, and it's a pasuk in Chavakuk, v'tasa adam kedage hayam, people will be made like the fish of the oceans. Ma dagim shebiyam, kol hagodo mechavero, bolea eschavero, just like the fish of the ocean, whichever is larger than its fellow will swallow its fellow up. Af b'nei Adam il male mora shel malchus. Similarly, people, if not for fear of the government, kol hagodo mechavero bolea eschavero, then each one who is larger than his fellow would metaphorically swallow his fellow alive. And it quotes a source in Maseches Avodah Zarah. So regarding two who sit and exchange words of Torah, it says, Yirei Hashem isha reyehu, those who fear God, one to his fellow, Hare Kan Shnayim. We see there's two people involved here. V'yidom, regarding even one person, it says, let him be silent. Lashon Kol D'mama Daka, it's talking about a soft voice. Kederech Hashone Yechide, Shehu Shone Balachash. Like a person who learns alone, he learns quietly, silently. Ki Nata Alav, because he has laid it upon him. Ki'ilu nesinas kol ha-Torah kulo ha'isa ba'avuro bilvad. It's as if the giving of the entire Torah was for the sake of this person alone. All right, that's Mishnayos Aleph and Beis of the third Perek. Join us next week when we will learn two Mishnayos from Perek Daled.